From Storyflow, Parenting. Parenting, the day's top 7, June 11th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 11th. Here are today's top 7 parenting stories. Let's get into it. First, from Emily Lay, What Other Women Outsource. The author, known for tackling the private worries women often keep to themselves, from alcohol habits to mental health doubts, noticed a gap in the conversation about the practical help women get at home. A recent chat with her husband about shifting household needs as their kids grew sparked the question, what do other women actually outsource? She posted a single question Google form, asking women to list the tasks they hire out for their families. Almost 400 responses poured in, revealing a surprisingly broad range of outsourced duties that most people rarely discuss. Cleaning tops the list, with many women employing regular cleaning crews or occasional deep clean services. Yard work follows, including lawn mowing, pool upkeep, and seasonal landscaping. Laundry and ironing are frequently delegated to local laundromats or pickup services, while grocery shopping and meal prep are often handled by delivery apps or personal chefs. Childcare, pet sitting, and even home repair tasks like plumbing or electrical work also appear regularly, showing that women are comfortable paying for expertise and time-saving help across the board. The takeaway is clear. Outsourcing household chores is a common pragmatic strategy for many women, not a sign of failure. By sharing these findings, the author hopes to normalize the conversation, encouraging more women to acknowledge and discuss the support they rely on to balance work, family, and personal well-being. Next, second, from Nameberry of the Day, Divya, a Zippy Sanskrit name. Used predominantly in India, Divya can be interpreted as meaning divine and celestial, though it is additionally linked to light and illumination. It is brought to you today by Nameberry user Amara, who shares what makes it so special. I first heard this name because that's what my little sister was almost named. Because of that, it carries a lot of personal significance to me, because my sister is my favorite person in the world. I also really love the meaning. It was the first thing I was drawn to, and the fact that it is a Sanskrit name, because since I have grown up in America, most of my favorite names are English, European centered, and I cannot imagine actually naming a child them, even though I love them. The name has a forest green and gold palette for me and brings to mind trees and temples. It's a name that connects to my heritage, with the bonus that I also really love the sound and meaning. Up next, third, from Healthy Mom Club, is aluminum deodorant really that bad?